Welcome to Accounting 101, Episode 14, An Overview of the Accounting Cycle. Today we will discuss the accounting cycle. The accounting cycle represents the steps that we take during each reporting period to prepare the books, prepare the financial statements, and then get the books ready for the next reporting period. Nowadays, some or all of this is automated if you are using accounting software, but it's important to understand the basic steps. And now, because you know ALRI, you are going to be able to understand some of the steps at the debit credit level, which I think is very valuable. Your accounting textbook might break the accounting cycle up into about 10 different steps, but we are going to make it a little bit more simple and do that in 7 steps. So here are the steps of the accounting cycle. Step 1 is recording transactions as journal entries in the general ledger. This is something that you are going to do all throughout the year if you are the bookkeeper. Obviously, in this step, it is important that each journal entry follows the rules of having an equal number of debits and credits. Again, in a modern accounting software, you don't really have to worry about that. They don't let you make an entry unless it's balanced. Step 2 is preparing an unadjusted trial balance. This is going to list all of our accounts and the ending balance of each account as either a debit or credit. And of course, the total debits on the trial balance will be equal to the total credits. Because, as we just saw from step 1, the debits are going to equal the credits for each journal entry. We know from episode 3 that the unadjusted trial balance is simply the ending balances of each general ledger account. Step 3 is preparing adjusting journal entries. This is known as the adjusting process. This is where we make adjustments for prepaid expenses, unearned revenues, accruals, depreciation, and some other stuff. This step and forward is where an accountant should be taking the lead to make sure the entries are properly being made. This could be an internal accountant or it could be an external accountant, but someone who's trained needs to be doing this. The adjusting journal entries will be posted to the general ledger, and each adjusting journal entry will have a number associated with it. These are known as journal entry numbers. For example, you might see something that says AJE1, which stands for adjusting journal entry number 1, then AJE2, and so on. It can be different letters, but usually the entries will have a sequential number in there. I'm going to do a separate episode on this step, so we'll get more into it. Step 4 is preparing an adjusted trial balance. This is going to look the same as the unadjusted trial balance, but now we are going to see a debit column and a credit column that will reflect our adjusting journal entries, and then another set of debit credit columns that will show the adjusted or final balance of each account. So you'll usually have 3 sets of debit credit columns on the adjusted trial balance. Again, just think of this as a summary of the general ledger after the adjusting journal entries have been posted to the general ledger. But the adjusting journal entries and final balances are just broken out separately. Step 5 is preparing the financial statements. The adjusted balances from the adjusted trial balance will agree to the figures within the financial statements. Depending on the complexity of the financial statements and the type of work that's being performed, whether it's an audit, review, or compilation of the financial statements, this step can be anywhere from very simple to very complicated, so I won't get fully into it right now. Step 6 is preparing the closing entries. This is where we close out our temporary accounts. Remember that each accounting period, our revenue and expense accounts must be reset to 0. Same thing with our distribution and contribution accounts within equity. I'm using distribution and contribution generally. It might be called a drawing account or something else. So we close out each revenue and expense account to an account sometimes called income summary. It can be called a few different things, but the name isn't very important. What is important is to understand that you will debit or credit each revenue and expense item to zero it out. The other half of the journal entry will be to this income summary account. The income summary account will then be closed out to equity. I will go over this process in a separate episode, but keep in mind that this income summary account is temporary as well. The debits and credits that go into the income summary account will be zeroed out when the balances are transferred to equity during this closing process. The net debit or credit that transfers from the revenue and expense accounts through the income summary to equity will equal the net income or net loss. You'll really get what I'm saying here when we go through the debits and credits in this step in a separate episode. Step 7 is to prepare a post-closing trial balance. This will reflect that all of our temporary accounts now have a zero balance, and we're ready to go into the next accounting period. The balance sheet accounts on the post-closing trial balance will agree to the amounts on the balance sheet at the end of the period we just closed out. That's it for a general overview of the accounting cycle. In your accounting class, you may hear about extra steps to post to all these different ledgers, like cash receipts journal or sales journal, for example. That stuff is irrelevant in the way information flow works in modern accounting systems, in my personal opinion. So I have purposely omitted discussing such subsidiary ledgers. The way it works nowadays is that you enter information into the computer, and then you can run various reports, such as a general ledger, any of the financial statements, accounts receivable runs, accounts payable runs, sales journals, etc. You should just think that you're entering it into the general ledger. If you were being tested in your accounting class on the steps for whatever reason, just remember the steps that they tell you to remember. The intention of this episode is not to test you, is to give you a better understanding of the big picture of what's going on in each accounting period. And as I said, I'm going to dig into the important steps here so you'll have a really good understanding on the debit credit level of what's going on. Please spend a moment to rate and review the show. It's the easiest way for others to find it, and it is much appreciated. Thanks for joining me. I'll speak to you next time.